here at the 2019 Constellation Launch Conference in beautiful Scottsdale, Arizona, where it's a little warm outside.
It's warm.
It's
nice.
Toasty.
Yeah,
it's
not
it's humid a nice
at all.
Warm.
It's a dry heat.
It's a dry heat. That's the best kind, I think. All right, we are here with the Core 10 crew.
Yep.
And right here is Lee Farabaugh.
Yeah.
Did I get the name?
You got it right.
Yes, and yeah. Thomas Schlegel. Thomas, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Thanks for
good,
having us.
Good. Oh, you're welcome. Yeah, we're doing a kind of an impromptu interview, yeah. Which are the best kind, I think. So give us a quick summary or 411 on Core 10. What are you guys all about?
Okay, so we are software development services. Mm-hmm. We focus exclusively on the financial technology sector, so mm-hmm. a lot of industry knowledge.
Yay.
And our secret sauce is our model that we call Hearshore. So we are...
I have that written down here.
Yes.
Hearshore. Yeah, there
yes.
it is right there. And there's a registered trademark on that
thing. We just got our registered trademark.
Congratulations.
Can I go ahead and tell you what Hearshore
is?
Yes,
I'm sorry. I interrupted.
No, that's okay.
My bad.
So we have development centers in areas that are sort of historically underutilized. So heartland of America, Huntington, West Virginia, Martin, Tennessee, small town, rural areas. But there's extremely... good talent in those areas.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting talent out of the computer science programs mm-hmm. at the local universities.
Mm-hmm.
And then we train them through our methodology, scaffold them up through the ranks. They mm-hmm. can start out as an engineer one and go all the way to architect,
wow.
like Thomas does.
Okay.
And the cost of living in those areas is a good bit lower than it is in the major metros.
Yeah.
So we can still pay well, give them great professional jobs in mm-hmm. an area where they want to stay.
Mm-hmm.
We can pass that value on to our clients.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thomas, what's your addition to...
Yeah, I would say, so I'm on the technical side of things.
Okay.
I'm the chief engineer at Core 10, and we're about 45 engineers strong now on year three. It's been pretty good, a lot of growth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we focus on, we're in financial technology, so we have to support the enterprise languages, mm-hmm. Java and .NET, and then we also support a lot of the modern JavaScript frameworks, Node, Vue, Angular, React,
mm-hmm.
and then also a lot of Python.
Okay.
And so, yeah, I think everything Lee said was really accurate and what we do. But a big part of it is in those communities, there's not an established tech force. So another thing that's a little bit interesting about our model, typically in professional services, you see a lot of senior level folks, people have a lot of the industry experience, and we have that.
Right.
But, you know, we take those experts and we blend them with the talent that we find out of the universities.
Okay.
We've got an intensive boot camp process where we train them up, teach them on best practices, and then we enforce some of those practices through thorough code reviews and just kind of the collaborative team environment where we encourage everyone to work together and get better. And then we can take those blended resources, the affordable resources in the economically mm-hmm. advantageous areas, mm-hmm. and blend them with the experts who really know financial technology and professional services,
mm-hmm.
and then bring a lot of value to our clients where we can still accomplish very challenging, difficult, you know, we do digital transformation in the form of legacy modernization. Mm-hmm. We do a lot of integrations. There's this big wave in fintech to make things more interconnected.
Oh, yeah.
And so we're facilitating that, really kind of building the new financial rails of the future.
Wow. So you look like you want to say something.
I do want to say something.
Go for it.
I was going to just kind of glom onto what Thomas said.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of the development work that needs to be done on these projects is what we call like development horsepower.
Mm-hmm.
And that is very well done by these younger engineers. One of the models that I like to reference is that you don't need a surgeon to put a stent in.
Right.
A nurse can do that.
Right.
You don't necessarily need an architect to do the vast majority of this kind of development work.
Mm-hmm.
It's very effectively done mm-hmm. by these lower cost, mm-hmm. More junior engineers,
well. How long have you guys been around? Because this is a really great idea.
Yeah, about 3 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so what
yeah.
started it all? What sparked this idea? Because obviously there's tons of resources out there for this
right.
type of thing.
So, right. So my partner and I that came together to create the business both had our own software development businesses
mm-hmm.
and we're running up against this problem. You can do great work in the US,
mm-hmm.
high quality, mm-hmm. but it costs a lot of money.
Yeah.
And he was running up against this problem of paying high salaries in large metro areas
mm-hmm.
to developers. And we're just trying to figure out how can we solve this problem. There's got to be a way to do good work, do it well, but not spend a fortune and stay
right.
in the US.
Right.
And so it was his idea, let's find a place, a small town, originally we were thinking Mississippi, and let's go see if we can make this work.
Yeah.
And we're venture-backed, and one of our investors is from Huntington, West Virginia.
Oh,
he said,
perfect.
Go there, it has
yeah.
all the things you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And we did, and it did. And the rest
and here
is history.
You are.
Yeah.
And so what are you guys doing? I'm pardon the blatant question here,
yeah.
but what are you guys doing here?
Yeah. You want to talk about what we're doing
Thomas?
Here?
Yes, so first of all, I think there's a lot of continuity between what Constellation is trying to do I think there's a lot of continuity in the credit union space, you know, that kind of eat local, source local, buy local, bank local.
Mm-hmm. Community mm-hmm. kind of feel.
Yeah. And what we're trying to do in the local communities by creating additional opportunities and trying to get people to stay where they want to stay,
yeah.
where their families are, where they grew up. So I think, first of all, there's a lot of alignment between our mission statements from company to company.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously we build great software
mm-hmm.
and that's what they're trying to sell as well.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We've been a part of the initial development of the core service offering on the platform.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got the platform where fintechs and credit unions can come to bank and build,
mm-hmm.
but there needs to be this subset of functionality that, you know, you're gonna go to your bank, you need to see your accounts, you wanna see your transactions.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've been the primary development force on getting that core functionality built
okay.
and available on the platform. And then we're also bringing some of those modern web technologies that I've talked about, trying mm-hmm. to make the developer experience kind of more, I guess, more friendly to the various frameworks that people love and know.
Yeah,
you know, it's just
right,
hard
yeah.
to get new technology mm-hmm. to build on old technology.
Mm-hmm.
And so trying to bridge that gap and be a good partner and bring some extra value.
Wow.
We're also building tiles.
Okay.
So we're here with one of our clients, WalletFi,
mm-hmm.
and we are their technology partner, and we've worked with them to build their tile that they've partnered with Coastal Credit Union mm-hmm. on, so we're proud to show that off too.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Guys are all over the place here. All right. So how did you help Constellation with basic banking? And I have basic banking in quotation marks. So
right.
how did
That's
you guys
what Thomas
help
was
that?
Just describing.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
okay. Got it.
We built
I apologize.
All the databases, the okay. initial APIs, and then also the initial
okay.
screens that you'll see.
Okay. And so let's get back to Hearshore.
Yeah.
What does Hearshore have to do with basic banking? How do they tie together?
Yeah, so we
it's
have
a Hearshore team.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, never mind.
Yeah,
so
majority of it yes. built out of Huntington and Martin.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we've got you know, a senior developer, some architectural oversight, some project management, and then the primary team that's doing the work are these Hearshore resources.
Okay.
Out of either our Huntington office or our Martin office. I actually think we've got two in Huntington and one in Martin.
Okay, all right.
So yeah, we're using the model and they're the ones who are ultimately doing the work. So.
Right on. What do you guys want to achieve here? What are your goals for this conference?
Yeah, well for me it was to make some more connections in the credit mm-hmm. union space.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a lot of things that we've been doing that could be interesting to the initial investors mm-hmm. and some of the other credit unions mm-hmm. that are here. And I can always learn something. I mean, it's just great to hear the platform described again and again
yeah.
from a credit union perspective.
Right.
So yeah, that was what I wanted to get out of it.
Yeah, and I think I'm here for similar purposes, just representing the technology side.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm trying to listen to the problems that they have and think about solutions
yeah.
or maybe even help bridge the gap between, you know, hey, here's our service offering, how do we get it onto a tile?
Mm-hmm.
And just helping them understand, you know, what does that work look like? How does it go from inception to now it's on the platform?
Right.
So same types of things,
okay.
just trying to facilitate conversations. And then in addition to that, you know, been helping out, chipping in on all the developer training sessions.
As you guys are talking, I mean, I'm thinking to myself, this is stuff that wasn't happening in this industry 5 years ago, 10 years ago, and this is really a breath of fresh air that this collaboration, this type of endeavor is going on. Because it sounds like, I mean, obviously you guys are interested in other industries, but
mm-hmm.
you're coming at this from a whole new angle, and you see things that maybe the credit union would never see in a million years, and you're bringing it to light, and therefore you really, pardon the cliche, but expanding their horizons big time in this
mm-hmm.
area. So kudos to you guys for being here.
Thanks,
and really
yeah.
kind of getting to know the credit unions a lot better. I'm sure they appreciate it as well.
Yeah,
so
I think that's actually one of our biggest challenges is helping credit unions and other fintech companies understand that it is possible to do good quality development work in the U.S. and
yeah.
do it for a reasonable budget.
Yeah.
So it's just not a thing that anybody really thought was possible.
Right,
but,
and you're giving
yeah.
these college kids, you know, a great step in life. Oh my
yeah.
gosh, are
yeah.
you kidding me? If
and
I was
Thomas,
that age again, I'd be like,
yeah.
oh yeah, I'd be all over it.
He mentioned it sort of briefly, but we've also been working with a nonprofit in West Virginia and one in Nashville to stand up a 6-month boot camp. So now not only are we working with college grads, but we're working with mid-career professionals who, for whatever reason, in these areas have sort of hit a ceiling.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
said, okay, I want to do something else. I want to
mm-hmm.
take my career in a new direction. I want to learn technology.
Yeah, I knew
and
a lot of those people when I was coming up through the ranks too. Yeah.
yeah. And so our first
Good
cohort
idea.
Graduates in July, and we're already hiring out of that cohort. So
cool.
Yeah.
So cool.
Yeah, it's great.
Stoked for you guys. Anything else to add? Where do we find out more information on Core10?
Yeah, so Core10.io
okay.
is our website.
All right.
Yep. And we're on the Twitters.
On
we,
the Twitters.
We are Core10. yeah.
Yeah. I'd say all the social media platforms.
Okay.
And
yep.
then obviously, you know, we'll be, yeah, if you're interested in Constellation specifically, you know, we're one of their current development partners and plan on being one of their certified professional partners now that they have this new program.
Yeah.
So obviously, you know, you can reach out to us directly, you can reach out to us through our partners or our relationships that we have, and see if we can't help.
Yeah, I think a lot of credit unions would be interested, for sure. I mean, this group is a very progressive, forward-thinking group, obviously, but there's a lot more credit unions out there that I think would be very interested in what you guys do. Yeah. So, good stuff. All right, guys.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate the
time,
Lee. Nice to meet you as well. Thomas, well done.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work, guys.
Okay.